Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One more warm day before we see big changes again. High today near 80. Get your updated forecast from KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff on air from News Radio 1080 or online at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. It's Wednesday, October 23rd. Encore crews continue to make progress on restoring power to storm victims. Their goal is to have it all back on by the end of the day. Thousands of students in Dallas reporting to new campuses this morning after their schools were damaged or destroyed Sunday night. Students from Thomas Jefferson High School will do their learning at the old Edison Middle School for the rest of the year. KRLD's Alan Skaya is at the Edison campus.
Teachers have spent the past 2 days getting ready for this switch. Dallas ISD is going to bus kids from Jefferson High School, from Thomas Jefferson High School, here to Edison Middle School. The district has set up additional bus stops and will use extra buses to take kids straight here. It's about a 9-mile trip. Teacher Erica James tells NBC5 she spent that time trying to decorate her new room, but she cannot bring decorations from her classroom at TJ High School.
This is something that I already had in my room for this week, and so I'm just having to recreate them.
Edison Middle School closed last year and was turned into a teacher training center. Teachers here say they're going to encourage kids to talk about what happened and the feelings that they've been dealing with since the tornado.
Meanwhile, power is still out at 7 Dallas schools, so classes are canceled again at Cary Middle School, Dealey Montessori, Franklin Middle School, Hillcrest High, Kramer Elementary, Jose May Elementary, and Francisco Medrano Middle School. All Richardson schools are back open today. This morning, the district says power is back at all campuses but one, and that's Richland Elementary. So students from Richland Elementary in the Richardson ISD will report to the district's Professional Development Center. That center located at 701 West Beltline Road. Dallas City leaders say more than 100 homes and buildings were destroyed in Sunday's tornado, and the cleanup continues today.
Crews from Dallas Fire Rescue and the city's Office of Emergency Management have finished their damage assessment of the neighborhoods affected by the tornado on Sunday. They say 286 homes or buildings had structural damage and 104 were destroyed. Nearly 500 more had minor damage. Atmos Energy has received 650 calls for service and has shut off more than 360 gas meters. Their crews have repaired 9 leaks so far and will conduct a helicopter survey for more leaks today. The city of Dallas is also bringing in outside contractors to help haul away storm debris. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Southlake, police looking for a jewel thief who stole a diamond worth more than $20,000. According to police, that suspect visited Southlake Jewelers in August and asked several questions about the store's security. Southlake officer Brad Upmore says the employees called police when the same man came back to the store last week.
And they immediately recognized him from the previous call. So he didn't buy anything, but whenever he left, they started calling some of the other jewelry stores that we have in the area saying, hey, we think we were just being cased. You should make sure everything's okay.
Investigators say the suspect went to a different jewelry store in Southlake a few hours later, asked to see some diamonds. When he pretended to drop one of the stones on the floor, police say security video shows he pocketed a 2.5-carat gem. We have surveillance photos of the suspect at KRLD.com. In Fort Worth, the city council again hears demands for changes from people still angry about the deadly shooting of a woman in her home by a Fort Worth officer.
Last week, residents erupted angrily in front of the city council, furious over how a Tatiana Jefferson was killed by an officer inside her own home. Police were called by Jefferson's neighbor, who was worried about her safety. He told the council their inaction just makes it worse.
It's likened to me calling a non-emergency number and getting what I got and not what I asked for.
City leaders have unanimously denounced the officer who did the shooting. He's resigned and is now up on a murder charge. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A death penalty capital murder trial is underway in Tarrant County. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
On January 17, 2017, 27-year-old Christopher Scott was a customer at the Quick Sack convenience store on Cherry Lane in White Settlement, not far from I-30 and 820. Two men burst into the store and announced a holdup. They ordered everyone on the floor, but instead of complying, Scott put up a fight. He was shot in the neck and died from that wound a week later. Police say one of the two men behind the shooting was Burnches Mitchell. He is now on trial for capital murder, and prosecutors say if they get a conviction, they are going for the death penalty. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Kaufman County Sheriff is looking for a suspect who assaulted a woman in her home and then tried to burn her house down. KRLD's Austin York has more.
Authorities say a Good Samaritan was flagged down in Crandall by neighbors and found a 78-year-old woman tied to a folding chair in her home and her kitchen smoldering. Jolie Stewart is with the Kaufman County Sheriff's Office.
Well, this lady said that she opened her front door to find a heavy-set female with strawberry blonde hair, wearing gold-rimmed glasses, holding a pistol and demanding money.
She says the suspect tied the victim to the chair and rummaged through the house. Before leaving, the suspect set fire in the kitchen, leaving the victim tied to the chair. The woman is wanted for attempted capital murder, aggravated robbery, and arson causing serious bodily injury. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Mavericks tip off their 40th season tonight. It's also the first in a long, long time without Dirk Nowitzki. The Mavs will host Washington this evening at 7:30.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.